They told me, Raven, that when I had a baby again, even though it's been 10 years since I had my first daughter, that everything would be the same. I would remember everything.
It'd come back to you.
Yeah, it's really not true. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix, it's Hannah and Raven. A lot of things have changed in the last 10 years.
Like what? I mean, they didn't change the layout of the baby, right?
No, the baby's still the same.
The bow's not the stern now. Right. The stern's not the bow, right? I mean, it's still up and down.
Still comes out the same way.
Okay, that's good.
Everything is pretty much the same when it comes to that. The baby itself hasn't changed.
Okay.
But the objects that we use from 10 years ago is a lot different.
All right.
So when I started 10 years ago, the big thing was swaddling your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody swaddled your baby. And how we did it was we took a blanket.
Yeah.
You folded one corner down.
Yeah.
And then there was like this maneuver way to swaddle
a baby. It's a straitjacket, right? It's like the Houdini.
But that's it. But now they have legit baby straitjackets.
Okay.
Whoa. Yep. And you put the baby in this sack, and then it's got these Velcro wings, and you put it around. So you're literally putting your baby into this. So the first
wings is a really nice way of calling a restraint something other than something that's terrifying, right?
Right. So I'm looking at this in the store, and everybody's saying,
wings, man.
You got to get the straitjacket. You got to get the straitjacket.
Right, right.
I'm like, all right.
Because kids are so small, they don't understand what people are saying around them, or else they'd be terrified.
Right.
I love it.
So I get it. I put my daughter in the straitjacket.
Yeah.
And instead of her falling asleep nicely and smiling like the baby on the cover of the package,
sure.
This happens. She gets a weird screaming hiccup noise.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Let me out of this.
Right. And she starts freaking out.
I may be having some sort of fit.
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden, I hear this noise come from the bassinet. And it was
not
like,
a fan, then.
No.
Not a fan.
And she managed to get her arms out of the straitjacket kind of baby Hulk.
You know, who used to do that was Riggs in Lethal Weapon. He would dislocate his shoulder, he would ram it into a wall, and then he'd be free.
Right.
I hope that's not what happened with little Dakota.
No, she's okay now. I've just learned not to restrain her like that. She gets very upset.
And she's not double-jointed? You're sure you checked on this?
No, but she's very strong. Even the doctor said that she's abnormally strong for an infant.
Oh, boy.
So there's that. Also, something that's different is if you ever have a colic baby, when I was little, 10 years ago when I had Hayden, we would just take her for long car rides. Mm-hmm. You know, we would blast the music so we didn't have to listen to her cry.
Oh, good. Right.
We'd put her in the bathroom with a fan on.
Seems considerate. Right.
But now they
have the bathroom with the fan on.
She'll be fine. Puppy. She'll be fine.
That's what you did. That's what you did 10 years ago.
Gosh.
But now they have these little baby tranquilizers.
What?
Yeah. Right.
What?
They have these probiotic drops. Uh-huh. Yep.
Like, I mean, I know Benadryl gives you an effect, but what?
Yep, you just give them
the probiotic drop that trips you out.
It's like $30 for an ounce. They sell it at like CVS.
$30 an ounce. They sell it by the ounce.
It's true.
Is the person selling it inside or outside in the parking lot?
I'm telling you, and I don't know if it works. I'm afraid to give it to her.
Right, right.
But it's like.
But you're thinking about trying it.
I mean, I'm not against it. I'm like, since when do they make tranquilizers for babies? I don't know if that's safe.
To be administered by parents on top of it. Thanks, pusher in the middle of the parking lot. Right, great to see you.
But the number one thing that has changed since I became a mom 10 years ago.
Oh, what's that?
It's really frightening, and I'm going to tell you what it is coming up next right here on Star.
You're just telling me all the different things that have changed now since you had a baby 10 years ago.
You know, seriously, but the number one thing that has changed, and it's terrifying.
Okay.
Is the apps. So there's so many different apps, but there's one that...
These are little creative apps that tell you how to raise your child, basically.
Well, no, there's one in particular. It's called the Wonder Weeks.
Okay.
And the Wonder Weeks was created by some crazy Dutch man.
Right.
And I downloaded the app because everybody on BabyCenter.com was talking about it.
The Dutch have great PR.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
And I paid $2.99 for it.
Oh.
And what it does is it bases on your birth... No, the due date of your baby, it tells you when they're going to go through a quote-unquote leap, and that's basically when they turn into little demons.
Oh.
So there's 10 leaps in their first 2 years. I know this is very over-explaining.
It's very intricate, thank you.
It counts down the moments until the next leap.
It's like a Mayan calendar.
My daughter is going to start freaking out on Saturday.
I was going to say, you should have said like 9 a.m., 9:32.
Saturday
or something
morning.
Like that today.
Saturday morning, 9 a.m., my daughter will enter her next sleep and freak out. And now, before, it was good when you didn't know anything about your baby because right. they just started crying. You're like, oh, the baby's crying.
Right.
But now you're like, it's a developmental leap.
Right.
This baby's going to freak out.
You count right down to it, like Y2K.
That's the worst part, I think, of this is trying to figure out, like, what's wrong with your baby. Because 10 years ago, your baby cried, he cried.
Right.
Now you have to nurture the
you
baby.
Just put him in another room with right. a fan on.
That's all you got to do.
And ignored him. Yeah. As you told us before.
A lot of stuff has changed. You ever hear of a bumbo?
A bumbo? What yeah. is a bumbo?
A bumbo is a foam seat that you put your baby in that props them up almost kind of like a doll,
okay.
you know? And it's like the beginning stages when they're starting to learn how to sit up. And it has little cutouts for their legs. Now, here's the problem with the bumbo.
Okay.
If your baby has
fat thighs. I mean, it sounds like a seat next to me, but all
yeah.
right. Yep.
It's a mm-hmm. foam little seat, but it has circular things. And if your baby has fat thighs,
yeah.
like most babies do because you bite those little fat thighs, then they're basically like restraining them.
But, okay.
And right. you know what it is?
It like squeezes it.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a waste of money.
Okay.
Yeah. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix.
I mean, it would be hard for me to put some sort of charge down anyways, too, that I saw something that was called a bumbo. Just
bumbo.
In general myself. You know what I mean? I'd be like, honey, what is this on the credit card slip here? Oh, the bumbo. Oh, okay, oh, right.
Sure.
I'm going to dispute that. That doesn't sound like a real thing. Right.
Oh, so what we're talking about this morning is what did you buy for your baby that was really, really a waste of money? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna Raven.
Well, I think the worst thing is a diaper pail, and the best thing is the diaper genie. Oh, my God, it saved our lives.
So the real difference is about the sealing. It's the sealant, right? Because, I mean, one is sealed and
it
the other one has
like a sausage. Mm-hmm. That wraps like a sausage. I personally never learned how to empty it. So when my husband came home from work, it was his job.
Yeah.
But the best thing ever.
I hear you. I understand. That diaper genie, but when it comes out.
Never learned how to empty it. Wait, I love it.
But if you've never seen a diaper genie, when you pull out that blue long garbage bag, it's about 6 feet long and full of poop. It's definitely a diaper sausage.
That sounds terrifying.
It's actually very disgusting. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What baby thing is a waste of money?
The one thing I think that's a waste of money was a diaper genie. We had a diaper genie, and it's pretty much a porta potty in the middle of your house. You know? that's all it was, you know? So we would just save the bags when we went to the grocery store, tied them up, and threw them outside in the garbage where the porta potty is supposed to be.
So let me ask you something. So were you the one emptying the diaper genie, though?
Yeah.
That's
why
that's what we've heard, right? It's a husband's job because we just actually got a call. There's no black and white area on this, Anna. You either love it or hate it.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the call. Have a great morning.
All right, you want to chime in too? Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Biggest waste of money for your baby.